maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Napag-alaman ng isang bagong ulat ang patunay na sa tamang suporta ang mga negosyanteng refugee ay nagbibigay ng milyon-milyong dolyar na pang-ekonomiyang benepisyo sa Australia. Isang tatlong taong bago at sinusubok na programa ay nakatulong sa mahigit 23 ng mga nagtapos nito na umalis sa tinatanggap na kabayaran mula sa Centrelink na may ilan ay nagbabayad din ng buwis ng kumpanya at bumubuo ng mga bagong trabaho. Sa ulat ni Biwa Kwan na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang mapasaya ang mga tao ay isang matagal nang nais na gawin ng Iranian refugee na si Hamid Ariento. Ngunit nahuhumaling sa paggawa ng mga magic trick o mahika mula pa noong siya'y 15 taong gulang, sinabi niya na hindi niya kailanman naisip na ito ay magiging kanyang negosyo sa Australia.
And always I'm happy to make people happy. Because it's my business, that's different things, but really I love to make people happy. And I hope in maximum 1 to 2 years, I arrange nice show in Opera House and I'm doing something special for here.
Matapos dumating sa Australia noong taong 2013, sinimula ni Ginoong Ariento ang pagtatanghal ng mga palabas ng mahika bilang isang voluntaryo sa mga fundraising events. Ngunit ang kanyang negosyo ay nagsimula lamang nang siya ay magpatala at pumasok sa Ignite Small Business Startups Program.
A few years I was here, I doesn't know Ignite. Maybe if from the first I arrive here, somebody talking with me and give some information regarding Ignite, I start earlier than till now. Until now, I start my business now, maybe Opera House. This is my suggestion to the people. Find Ignite if they want to do some business. But Ignite doing helping you to open your own business, I think.
Mahigit 3 taon na ang sinubukan na programa na pinamahalaan ng Settlement Services International. 68% ng mga nakilahok, 66 na refugee ay matagumpay na nakapagtatag ng negosyo. Bilang resulta, karamihan sa mga refugee negosyante ay umalis sa mga kabayaran mula sa Centrelink. Ang ilan ay nagbabayad na din ng mga buwis ng kumpanya o company talks at nagbibigay ng ilang bagong trabaho. Ang profesor sa Social Economics, Jock Collins, na mula sa University of Technology, Sydney Business School, ang siyang may akda ng isang ulat sa ekonomikong epekto ng programa. Sinabi niya, ang mga refugee negosyante ay nakagawa at nakapagdagdag ng kita sa ekonomiya na may milyon-milyong dolyar.
We asked our refugee entrepreneurs, have you moved off Centrelink? And the majority of them had. Moved off Centrelink, and we worked out, we calculated this saved about $4.5 million over 3 years. The program itself cost $500,000 over 3 years. So you can see that it's a program that actually generates savings.
Ang 68% ng antas ng tagumpay ay isang katanggap-tanggap na sorpresa para sa punong ehekutibo ng Settlement Services International, Violet Romiliotis.
That number made my heart sing when I saw it because that's extraordinary. We're talking about people who've been in the country for, you know, less than 12 months, some of them. But certainly, you know, the great majority have been here for less than 3 years. And what we're saying is they didn't come on skilled migrant visas. They came under protection visas. And very quickly, they were able to stand on their feet and contribute back economically. So it is an extraordinary thing because it also flies in the face of the stereotype that we hear sometimes, that negative narrative in media, that they're a drain on the economy for a very long time. And I think that this proves that you can't pigeonhole people.
Napag-alaman din ng ulat na mga bagong dating ng mga babaeng refugee ay kasing passionate ng mga kalalakihan pagdating sa pagnenegosyo.
One of our first entrepreneurs, she'd only been in the country 6 weeks. When she started up her business, she could not speak a word of English. She didn't have money to buy leather. She was the leather maker. Dino, our enterprise facilitator, supported her, went and, you know, to spotlight other places and got offcuts. and she just started making her bags and selling them at the markets. Since then, so 3 years, she speaks English really well. She's got a really successful online business.
Ang programa ay pinapalawak na ngayon upang tumulong sa mga tao na may kapansanan upang magtayo ng negosyo. Sinabi ni Professor Collins, ang modelong programa ay nakaakit din ng pandaigdigang interes mula sa mga pamahalaan.
We have a very strong interest nationally in Australia from politicians of both sides of the fence. We've also had very strong interest internationally from the Germans and the Canadians and the Swedes, and also strong interest from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, because at this time of, shall we say, refugee crisis, people are looking for new innovative ways to deal with refugee settlement.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.